Test them it out. The bottom of the page. Samar brought him close to the Birch and Mishlokish. Whether this issue of getting the chafetz is an independent issue and it does not affect the get, or it's sometimes depending on the situation, it would actually be an akiv in the nesinus of get. Okay. So the more is like this, and the more is medayik from the fact that Rabbi Yochanan said zimnin that gets the nami lo havi, which means there are scenarios where it would not affect the get. Someone wants to work that out. Kuliyama. So everybody agrees. Hecha the nafka la ape. V'yayvi le chayfitz. V'har shaklam mine gita. Kuliyama lo pligi the gita ma'ayahavi. So the first shliach gave over the get to the second shliach. And the shliach understands he's supposed to get the chafetz as well as give the get. She gives him the get. She gives the shliach the item, and then the shliach gives the get to the woman. The get's a valid get. Kipligi, where's the machlokes? Hecha d'amrle. Shkol mino chayfitz, v'ader havla gita. So the original instructions had been get the item and then give the get. V'azal il v'yoyev la gita v'ader shkol mino chayfitz. And the shliach turned it around and did it in the other order. Obviously, the husband is hesitant in relying on the woman to give the item afterwards. So he said, "I want you to get the item first, and then only then give the get." So when he has leverage before he gives the get. He has much less leverage afterwards. So he was in mak, but on that order. So Rabbi Yochanan posel. Rabbi Yochanan said,
"Does it matter how he said it? I mean, you know, it could be." He said it like a very casual way. Oh, yeah, you know, get the item and give the get. Or like, please make sure you get the item, and then I want you to get the get. And give the get.
I would say it's somewhere in the middle that even if he just says it without giving any other you know, disclaimers and... We have to assume he meant it seriously, unless we could probably prove that it was done very casually without no specific intent. But that would be the burden of proof would be on that side. So Rabbi Yochanan posel bo l'choshkei mishluchei. So Rabbi Yochanan says that's a problem. For shliach rishon would do it wrong. And Kolshkein, if the Shliach Sheni would do that, it's going to be a problem. And Rish Lakish Machsha Beshluchai but Kolshkein Boy. Rish Lakish says the fact that he said in that order does not indicate that he's being Machbit. And really, so therefore, it's not going to pass. The only issue over here we have, like I said before, is that we don't want the shliach being the one who's holding the item at all. It doesn't affect the validity of the get. Zok Rashi. If the woman gave the item to the shliach first, so everybody agrees, the kolam lo pligi to have gitu. Even though the that's true, like the Mishnah says, that he should not have appointed the Shtir Sheni, because the Baalim does not want the item to be in the hands of somebody other than the person he appointed as Shliach. But that's not going to invalidate the get. Shliach is the get to Leibotu. The shechem lasa shliach, because it's a rule that a shliach is a shliach. Now, why don't you say? That the shlichus of receiving the item, which he doesn't want to be in any person other than the hand of the first shliach, is like a tanai in the get. The get like covered baal the davar zeh. The baal is not makbid on the regards to the get, this issue of having the item be at acher. The get ain't totally bechefetz, because he didn't tie the two together. The evshar sheyelef itzal chefetz v'yishlach haget b'yad acher. In other words, for example, let's say the shliach rishon says, you know what, I don't want to do the gerush anymore, but I know the baal is makbid that I should be the only one who gets the item, so I'll go get the item and somebody else to give the get, but also be fine. So since that's true, that's indicative of the fact that Betzim is tutor and shlichus. So the shlichus of the get he's giving over, and he also gave over the shlichus of the. He could have not given over the shlichus of the chayfitz. He happened to have also given over the shlichus of the chayfitz. That doesn't make them more tied together, because he did the other shlichus incorrectly. Even though the shliach rishon, but given to the shliach sheni, has not fulfilled the baal's hakpada in regard to the item, that doesn't affect the get. But the baal, now we have a new issue that the baal is makbid on the order. That's been done correctly. So now we're fine. What's the case? Bereisha gave the get first. The Chiyomer Leishkol Chavetz Bereisha, we have to assume when he said get the item first, Kapit Iyu, the Baal is being makbid, show you b'daitu la'akim aget, im lo titan lo ya chavetz. U'l'radoyse b'iguna asha titan. The husband's intent was to use that as the igun of waiting for the get, withholding the get would be a way to force her to give him the item. That was his intent. Hilchah haget tola b'chevitz b'dabar zeh. Now, therefore, the order, he only meant to give the gets in the order of the item being retrieved first. Mezeh imshina. So now, this shliach who was mishana nasa kibi shamerloi. That's like the more I said before. That's a hakpada which would affect the validity of the get. Even if the shliach rishon, which the baal trusts in regards to the item, but there's a separate issue. He wants the item first. The shliach of the first rishon. Then the zimin to get the nami lohavi. That sometimes this could invalidate the get. So what is it with the Mishnah? The Mishnah also is lo yishachel b'yarach, which is an independent issue. But the Gemara zimin the get to nami lohavi hilchah tana b'nisnis and lo yishachel b'yarach shevakim shim sarishin shlichus the sheni lo yimshel devorim kaviyosan. So now there's a new problem of giving it over to the shliach sheni, because since there was a very specific instructions of how to do it, we're concerned that the shliach rishon heard it from the baal, understands that, but he wouldn't necessarily remember to give that over to the shliach sheni. There's another potential break in the leak in the chain. Or the second one, who didn't hear talking from the Baal won't realize how important it is, as opposed to the Shtech Rishon. So putting the Shtech Sheni there, besides the Dinei Mamonos issue of giving the item over, like Rish Lakish says, Hilchus Shomrim, there's the Hilchus Get issue. So we do not want to give it to Shtech Sheni because of this concern of the impact on the get. But Rish Lakish disagrees with the whole premise, and therefore he cannot learn the Mishnah like that. And if the Baal would say, like the Russell was saying before, the Baal would say explicitly, you must first get this item, and then it's very clear that he's being makud. Okay, it's a different point. But just the Stam language as presented does not indicate a hakpazo. And therefore, in regards to didn't get, there'd be no hakpazo to getting a second shliach. So that is like the Mishnah, so you can't do it anyway because of the momentous issue of Hilchus Shomrim. Okay. Tosis learns Rabbi Yochanan Parsel by Koskim Mishluchai. It's about halfway down the Tosis, near the Rivoa. The Rivoa is on the first word in a line. He disagrees with Rashi's Pshat. So Rashi's learning that the Baal never indicated a Hakpada against a second Shliach. Just the Baal had a hakpada in regards to Hilchus in the Oifen and the Sinas Aged, and therefore we say you cannot use a second Shliach because of the concern he won't do that. But the reverse is differently. When the other reverse, the Kashamar Shkol Minor Kefitz, what are Haba Gitta? Shatola Shlichus Haged Bechefitz, the fact that the Baal ties the giving of the get to the item, he's tying the shlichus of that to that as well. Therefore, Pastor Biyachar Nami Kishim Shleich Biyad Acher Filo Loishina Shleich Hasheni Midasabal. Even if the second I got it right, not in Menu Chavitz Kadam and Sinas Aget. The Kivin Shatola Shlichus Aget Bechavitz Koshem Meshana Midasabal Abayis Bechavitz Nifshal Aget. Since we know that the Baal was makar, the chayfet should not be given over to a shliach sheni. In Hilchus Dinei Mamonos. So a shliach sheni is considered a shinui in how to get the chayfets. So once the Baal is saying, I want the chayfets to be retrieved in a certain fashion, he's tying, and the get is totally in that. Now, any shinui in how you deal with the chayfets will pass through the get. So now the problem of the giving the chayfets to a different person to retrieve is going to become an intrinsic problem in the nesina to get automatically. Nothing to do with the fact that the shliach sheni will do it right or wrong. He shouldn't be here. That's also part of the kapara of the Baal, again, in regards to the validity of the get. Since Rabbi Yochanan holds that the Shliach Rishon would change the order, it'll be possible. And therefore, Kolshkin Mishlukai, the Shliach Sheni, I feel below Shini, it's still a problem. Below Yishachanam Yerach, I feel below Yishanam. So therefore, when the mission says you cannot have somebody else do it, even if he does everything right, the cup of the bow, shame and sinner, shame and sinner, the hakpada now is, it cannot be Shliach Sheni, and therefore that's going to affect the validity of the get. Rish Lakish says there never was a hakpada in regards to the order of the nesina, and then for you can kal v'chomer, you cannot turn around and undermine the shlichus because of that. Okay. Dr. Mishnah. So now we had Adam and Olive maybe get from Eretz Israel and he becomes ill, so he makes a shliach. Maybe get me Medina Sayyam, But if he's bringing get from Medina, saying Yam Bechala, so now we have a new problem besides the issue of making a shliach. We have an issue of b'farinechtam. So then, Oysa shliach bibezdin umeshalchoy. Now there's a gerson that says Oysa bezdin umeshalchoy. So the shliach gathers a bezdin, and he transfers it to the second shliach. And he says his edus of b'farinechtam in front of the bezdin where he's trancing over the shlichus. And now what he needs to say is he needs to be made as a shliach bezdin, and we assume that if he was made a shliach through the bezdin, that the bezdin had processed the get properly and been mevar the validity of the get, i.e., they'd have the shliach rishon say before he's ever nothing. So you need to get a bezdin to do this because he has to be a bezdin. Shliach bezdin oni. Some bezdin also hadaber bechsheiroi. And once he's a shliach bezdin, we can assume, and he's never to be made as a shliach bezdin, so we can assume the bezdin process it properly.
Why is he just like Neman to say that? I mean, why isn't based on, you know, issue some document?
Well, I mean, it's going to go back to the Daf Beis. You know, Mikra didn't, there's no shaila on the get. We trust the get, and we trust. Because somebody made these takanas of Kiyuma and Shtoris, mm-hmm. and they said, if them works, so this is a similar idea. So the same way the Sheikh Neman is saying, the Sheikh just says, I'm a Sheikh Bezdin, and that really is Mikra didn't enough, because Batsim made a Raisa, the star is made in itself. Okay. Amr Banan Avimi Bereder Bavo. The Tamidim told Avimi, the son of Ravo, but boy my neighbor Ravo, they asked your father, Rabbi Avo, the following Shiloh. It says in the Mishnah, Shliach, the Shliach, Masha Shliach, Oloi. Can the Shliach Sheni turn around and make a Shliach Shlishi? So, Omer Lahu, I'm assuming this means. I'm not sure if it means Avimi or it means Rabbi Avo. Avimi is saying that was a stupid question to ask my father, or Rabbi Avo is saying that was a stupid question to ask me. I'm not sure which one. Amar Lahu, Ha Loi Tiboy Lahu, that there's no, you shouldn't ask such a question. The mission says Ein Shliach HaAkron. So why is he using Lashon Akron? She used Lashon of Sheni. It's indicative of the fact that it's possible that there's a Shlishi. The point is the final fellow who's coming to give the get, which could be the last guy, whatever number he is, we just say Shliach Bezdin on you. So that's indicative of the fact that he could make a shliach sheni can make a shliach shlishi. What is the question? But the question you should ask is, do you need to do an bezdin? So Amrle, so that was the Rebbe Avo. So now those who were sure of the question said back to Rebbe Avo, well, if you're saying the Achron Etzei Shteich Bezdin on, obviously he had to be made in a Bezdin. Harloi mi boyalon. That we didn't mean to ask that. It's only Ella Omer Shliach Bezdin on him. Because if you can make a if the word Acher means even a Shlishi, he obviously had to be in Bezdin. So our Shaila was, is there a Shlishi, but not whether he has to be made in Bezdin or not. Okay. Rav Nachman Yitzchak has this, the conversation differently. Amalei Rabbanan Lavimi Breid Revo Bominei Remevo Shliach the Shliach Kimas Shliach Bebezin or Shlach Bebezin. Is number three made in Bezin or not? He said back to them, "Well, ask you a better question: whether you can make a can you have a shliach shlishi?" So they said back to Revo, "Halo can be boiled. We know that that shlishi could be made. For the fact that it says Akron means that there's more than two." And Amr Lahu Revo said back to them, well, if that's your reason why you're not asking whether you make a shliach at all, so you understand the word Acher means the last one, so well, then therefore, it says you need shliach bezdin. Okay.
A little confused. I mean,
so much.
The Mishnah is talking about Minas Hayam.
Yeah.
So it was not Minas Hayam. Right. So. Okay.
So there's no need of a bez.
No need of a bez then, right?
Right.
So the shliach of the shliach would work for a shliach and without a bez.
Yeah. Yeah. In other words, once you have a rule that a shliach can make a shliach, it's not limited to two. So the second shliach can make another shliach.
And it's not limited to base then. In other words, it's not shliach of shliach for shlishi. It's because it's base then. No.
Right. Right, but over here, because it's from Medinas Hayam, which introduces this whole other element, so Batsim, you only really need a Bezdin from the Shliach region to the Shliach Sheni Mikra Din, because he needs a Faninat Faninakta. The Sheni to the Shlisha, there's no need for a Bezdin. The other problem is we have in the Monas issue of, but how do we know there was a Farnet Farnechta? Right. So it's like a new. So you don't really need a Bezdin intrinsically. You just need a Bezdin to be able to tell me. That probably Shliach Sheni got it right. And therefore, because the Bezdin would not have allowed Shliach Shlishi unless Shliach Sheni got it right by saying Shliach Bezdin on it.
So he's not Neman to say, the Shlishi is not Neman to say, well, the Sheni was a Shliach Bezdin, and he appointed me a Shliach.
Well, that's part of the Shiloh of the Gemara. That's really part of the Shiloh of the Gemara. In other words, the same way he can walk in and say, I'm a Shliach Bezdin, and let him walk in and say that the Shliach Sheni told me that he was a Shliach Bezdin. Right. so, I mean, normally we have a rule by Eidus that Eidus is not kosher. So, but this is not really Eidus, but it's Eidus. So, if you hold the MVP Eidus is possible, so how could the Shnei Shlishi say, listen, so and so told me X, that's very nice, but that's an Eidus, that's MVP Eidus. Well, the same way we're accepting Eid Echad, maybe we're accepting MVP Eidus. So, that's really the Shalom Gemara. So the more doesn't come back and answer it based on Svar, the more answers it based on Diyukim in the Mishnah. It seems to be you have to assume the original Shiloh was the more is claiming a Shiloh in Svar, and the more is Hakroah is Diyukim in the Mishnah, which would mean that the more saying we're going to be Machshir Eid Echad, but Eid Mivyeh, we're not going to be Machshir. Because there's an Eidus issue, right? So that's but in Eretz Yisrael, there's no Eidus issue, so right. And the more I'm going to talk about the idea that shliach in Eretz Yisrael, that you don't, there's no need for Bezdin.
Takes a package
of
to a different town, and
you know,
it's almost
a coin express
delivery system.
I don't know how common they were.
Yeah,
okay.
It sounds like there's absolutely no need for anything.
Yeah.
Almost send it in the mail.
No, that we're not seeing over here, because we're dealing over here was we have a pasuk telling shliach is a shliach. It's not just that the second, it's not that the shliach sheni or shlishi is just delivery service. I mean, he's an empowered shliach with the koyach of a shliach, which without the pasuk I wouldn't know that such a thing exists. But now they have a pasuk that says shliach is a shliach, so there's no limit to how many times you can do that. But now he's a shliach. Let's see, Rashi.
But I'm not clear about the mail situation.
It means you have to have knowledge of the document. Right? In the sense that I'm here to deliver this document.
We discussed that there's the concept of the Maisa Kaif Ba'alma. The physical transport is not from place A to place B, does not need shlichus. An act of Messina to get requires that he should be an appointed proxy of the Baal. So that needs shlichus.
Yes.
So without the concept of shliach as a shliach, I could ask somebody else to carry it for me, but he can't deliver it. Because you need a Messina to get, and he's not a noisei. Right. But once you have the concept, once we learn the pasuk shliach as a shliach, that it's possible to take whatever power the shliach has to be the noisin and give it to somebody else, then you can do it multiple times.
Right, but this is. But I give it in the mail. I'm an Eretz Yisrael, and I give it to the mailman.
Right.
I say, okay, here, deliver this. Okay, and then he's going to, you know, goes through the mail system. And assuming that the mail then, well, you know, puts in the chutzner of the woman. So, what's...
I don't know. I mean, you need a minui. It's not just, you know...
Why is that a minui when he gives it to the mailman?
I mean, he has to be told that he is now the representative of the Baal to do a Maisa Gerushin. Just say, if the Baal wouldn't tell the Shliach what it is, that hey, give this to her, I'm not sure that would be good. I'm trying to think of a Gemara which talks about it.
Yeah.
seen from that variety.
No, it has to be the ones that we had before. You know.
Is essential.
I don't remember Gemara which says it explicitly, but I think it's the more talks about the case.
We have a brisa or a mishnah brisa.
And some of that would. It's exactly the same. The Baal says that I gave him the gap. I only gave it to him as a pikadon, and she says he gave it to me for gerushin. So who's believed? And then the sheikh then gives it to the isha. Is the sheikh believed that he is holding it for gerushin purposes? Is that a raya? Because what the Baal is saying the pikadon. I'm not sure. This is Rashi. Shliach the shliach, shliach hasheni, shenat the bezin. Can he make a shliach? He says, "Oh, Akron, blood tzan hasheni." So it means that there's more than two. The more shalom was, can you do it in Bezdin? Do you need a Bezdin for that process or not? Rosh Hashanah Shulchan is vital.